Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something we often hear with narcissism, and that is the so-called split personality. In previous videos, I have made a few comparisons between narcissism and multiple personality disorder, which we now call dissociative identity disorder, and I wanted to expand on that a little bit. Most of us know what DID is. It's where a person has more than one personality living in the same body. These are true personalities in every sense of the word most of the time. They have their own features, hobbies, likes, dislikes. They are three-dimensional. They have memories, everything. It would be kind of like if you and your best friend shared the same body. Your mind would not be their mind. You could not speak for them. You would not share memories. This is how multiple personalities work. It's even reported sometimes by clinicians and doctors assessing multiple personalities that, depending on which personality is standing at the front, so to speak, the patient would actually look different or take on different characteristics physically, as if it really were another person speaking. And that makes sense. So much of what we look like and how we present ourselves is due to our personalities. Multiple personalities are created by trauma. The way this happens is a very complicated and complex process, and I don't want to spend the whole time talking about that. So as a very basic explanation, we could say that abusing a child is like hitting a mirror with a hammer. The harder you hit it, the worse it breaks. The reflection you will see is still the same person, but it's fractured and it's no longer whole. The trauma that creates narcissism works much the same way. The breaks may not be as severe as what creates actual multiple personalities, but the breaks are very much there. Narcissists, like people with multiple personalities, are shattered personas as well. They are a dysfunctional piecing together of what was once, or could once have been, the original personality. In a very real way, narcissists have a split personality. That's what creates the Jekyll and Hyde dynamic we often see. In the narcissist, there is usually at least a vulnerable self and a protective self, though there might be other sides as well. Depending on the person, though, you may never see the vulnerable self because the protective self, which usually holds all the more overtly narcissistic qualities, is standing in front of the vulnerable one all the time, protecting it. Narcissism as a whole is a defense mechanism. Everything the narcissist does is a means to that end. Either they are trying to defend themselves or trying to sustain themselves. Always. The vulnerable self is no less narcissistic than the protective self, but it reacts to things differently. Even though the execution is different than the protective self, their goals are basically the same: advancement and protection of self. Therefore, the vulnerable self is just as narcissistic. This is actually the side you might see more of in covert narcissists, especially borderline personality disordered narcissists. The vulnerable self is an immature victim. Everything is an emergency to the vulnerable self. Everything is a catastrophe. Everything is painful. This self usually holds the pain and sadness for the narcissist, and there is a lot of that. The protective self is not burdened by these qualities because, being so overtly narcissistic, it has no feelings. That's why it's a good protector. It has no regret, no conscience, no remorse, and no mercy. We will often see these types of protector selves in multiple personality structures as well. The vulnerable self wants to love and be loved, but it has no actual capacity for either of those things, no understanding of those things, and is pathologically terrified of intimacy besides. Anytime intimate feelings are felt too strongly, this inevitably triggers a fear response, which brings the protective self to the forefront. Every time the vulnerable self becomes too upset or afraid, the protective self will take over in reaction, and for some narcissists, the vulnerable self is so damaged and traumatized, it's afraid all the time. Consequently, you would see the protective, nasty, narcissistic self more than anything. When you deal with a malignant, narcissistic personality, you are dealing with at least these two masks or false personas all the time. You are not dealing with the true self of the narcissist. Many people make the mistake of believing the vulnerable self is the true self. This is not so. The true self of most narcissists is not accessible, even to the narcissist. It does not exist for all intents and purposes. The personality, the identity, was shattered and broken before it had a chance to develop fully, and there's no way to fix that. This is why we say narcissists cannot be treated or healed. The personality cannot be put back together again because it has grown into its dysfunction. if there were a tree in the middle of a field and it was struck by lightning and split down the middle when it was young, and as it grew into two totally separate sides. There would be no way to put that tree back together to make one tree. It has grown into these two separate parts. It's the same with the narcissist. There are at least two parts. So what we're left with are the pieces of this original personality walking around trying to cope with life and feeling very unable to do so. Since the personality is not integrated or whole, it cannot process past trauma, nor can it grow or heal. It's simply stuck in a time warp of emotion where it feels the trauma and pain of the past every day as if it were happening right now. These false selves were created as a way to cope with that. Unfortunately, that's all they're really able to do. They cannot relate to other people. They cannot grow or move on. There's no room in there for any of that. There's no room for anything but the self. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.